It is the pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to Leeds on New Year's Day. It's Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Andy Bell and Neil Atkinson for this one as well. We will have a caller a little bit later in the show. But John, 7 unbeaten. Want to get your thoughts on that. They've won 4 on the bounce as well. But I would say it maybe doesn't necessarily feel like that. I mean, Liverpool are getting through games, they're winning games, but it's not necessarily pretty.
No, it's not. And it's... It's interesting to try and analyse it, isn't it? You're like, are the performances markedly better, or are we just maybe getting a little bit of the luck that we weren't getting? So when we were losing a lot of games, the managers are pains to say, listen, we're doing a lot right. We're just, you know, it seemed like every time the opposition had a shot, it went in, and kind of things like that. And so managers always do this. When it's gone badly, they say, oh, it's not as bad as you think. And when you're winning games, they're quick to point out the things we could do better. As fans, you know, we only really care about the results, and so you're feeling a lot better about it at the moment. But although the style of football's changed a lot, and they've looked to make less happen within games, I think it is fair to say, you know, it's still a little bit on the knife edge, and that can go either way. And there was a long period where it went against us, and that wasn't nice. And in games that we could have got things from, by the most part. And then now it feels like, you know, we're going the other way. You'd love to come out and feel, yeah, that was at some point, that was, you know, comfortable. That was a nice day watching Liverpool where they win 2 or 3-0, and there's not many scares. I don't think it's going to happen New Year's Day. This is the pre-match warm-up. I don't think this is going to be... Unfortunately, I think this is going to be another one where at some point we're watching it through our fingers as big Dominic Calvert-Lewin bears down.
Don't,
but
don't. No, it's, he can't do 7-7, surely. He's on some run, like.
He is. So I don't think it's... That needs to happen sooner rather than later. But at the moment, the getting the wins, you know, 4 wins in a row felt a million miles away to me in November. And so the fact that they deserve some credit for that, how they sort of pulled together. They have seen out the last 2, it's been not necessarily pretty, but they have done it, and you hope that gives them something. You know, they're not presuming the worst anymore, surely. You know, you felt like they would, you know, there were certain games where the Leeds one's a good example, where they get one, it's like, well, of course they're going to get another one now. And then they get the third, and then they didn't seem to have any faith that they could hold on to it. The fact that they've now 2 games in a row, they've won them 2-1, and they've had scares, but they've come through it. You feel like should give them some sort of confidence that if they are in a similar situation against Leeds, and in a way, let's hope they are, because, you know, you'd rather be up than not, that they feel like they could see it out.